show that at 15:30 for the Army, 3:30 for Juneau, we started on time by 10 seconds prior to. Today we have Senator Green, Senator McGuire, Senator Stebman, and myself, Charlie Huggins, present. Excused are Senator Wilikowski, Senator Wagner, and Senator Stevens. They are temporarily visiting Sitka, Ketchikan, maybe Seattle. Anyway, they'll be with us tomorrow, hopefully. Today we're going to hear Senate Bill 46 relating to Coastal Zone Management Program. It's the intent of the chair to move this at all possible. We have a very short time frame in dealing with that. Today we have online with us Johnny Aiken, Lindsay Walter, and here to speak today is Terry, Dave, and Randy. Are each of you here? Can I see your hands too? Okay, good, good, very good. And before us is a working draft of the CS version C is before us for discussion. And I'm remiss in not recognizing our sturdy, handy, and woman of steel, Sharon Long, here that will keep this committee straight. And I think it'd probably be appropriate, Linda Hay, who used to have that exact role. Linda, would you raise your hand so we can see you? Now, there she is, now with DEC. So with that, we have CS for Senate Bill 46 before us. And Dave, are you ready to present? If you would just put yourself on the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name for the record is Dave Gray. I'm staff person for Senator Olson, who is the sponsor of SB 46. And I might add that I wish he was here rather than me, but he's up in Hooper Bay, and I hope he doesn't have the same luck that your committee members have in getting back to Juneau. I hope he's back here tomorrow morning. Alaska's Coastal Zone Management Program has undergone major modifications in the last several years, principally sponsored by the previous administration. These changes required the Coastal Zone Management Districts to completely revise their management plans, and the compliance and approval of these new plans by both the state and federal authorities must be achieved before March 1st this year, or else their existing plans terminate. And that's the reason for this bill. Of the 30 Coastal Management Districts, 18 have their new plans approved. Of the remaining districts, 9 are still being under some level of revision or under review, and 3 have requested mediation, which that option, if there was differences with the administration, could be requested under the new law.
Hey, Dave, if I could interrupt you, the committee has before it, dated 16 January from Randy Bates, the list of those, and particularly the 9 on the final page that are outstanding. That's really who we're doing the bill for, to allow them to be able to present.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Okay,
many or most of these of these that are outstanding are likely are not likely to meet the March 1 deadline, and the reasons most often given is particularly if you look over the list, most of them are the huge area, you know, North Slope, Burrell, Kodiak, Kenai. You know, the places that have a large land mass, and it's my understanding that the requirements on them to either for information on their resources and the analysis that has to go in that's being requested is just really difficult for them and have been difficult for them. SB 46 accomplishes first three things. One, it offers a public finding provision for a certain kind of situation on a federal action that the state doesn't really have any involvement in, and that's the one provision. It's section one in the original bill that the center requests be deleted, and is deleted so that the CS before you only deals with the deadlines that we are requesting to be changed.
So we're really talking about, Dave, to change the deadline from 1 March to 1 September. Is that
accurate? That's correct. And that's on the deadline to complete the plan. There is another kind of a deadline that's tied to that, and that's the deadline for what's called the ABC list. And that gave that once the plan, a district's plan is approved, then they can make comments on what they call actions or engineering prescriptions that there's no contest on. It's there, so that any future or any other application that these provisions may be viewed as already accepted, and they don't have to go through the full-blown coastal review. And that's another extension that kind of comes on after the once the plan is approved. Right. So there's really two deadlines in there.
And does those that have already submitted and are under review, this does not affect them? Is that accurate?
I believe not, but I'd really defer to the program manager who I believe is here. So finally, without taking any more of your time, March 1st, as you well know, is a real quick time to get any kind of a legislative action and up to the governor for his signature. So the center would urge you to give favorable consideration of SB 46. If you look over those that haven't been approved yet, I say 70% of the state's coastline is still under some question of whether they'll make this deadline. But I'll also say that 70% is my guess, and that's the amount of thought to put in there. In deference to the Southeast Senator, I felt that 30% was Southeast.
Yeah, I see that Ketchikan Gateway Borough is in here.
With that, Mr. Chairman, I would be ready to answer any questions.
Good. Any questions for Mr. Gray? Senator McGuire?
Mr. Chairman, not a question, but just procedurally, why don't I go ahead and make a motion that we adopt the CS for Senate Bill Number 46, Version C, for purposes of discussion, just so we have it.
Okay. Is there objection? Okay. It's adopted. Okay. We have a representative here from DNR, please. If you just give us your name and your affiliation, please.
Absolutely. Good afternoon. My name is Randy Bates. I'm the Acting Director of the Office of Project Management and Permitting, which is within the Department of Natural Resources. OPMP is the lead agency for implementing the Alaska Coastal Management Program. Mr. Chairman, would you like me to proceed with any particular testimony, or do you have particular?
Please.
Okay. Thank you. If I could, I'd like to take a couple minutes just to walk through a brief history of how we got to this point, and it relates back to House Bill 191, which was passed in 2003, mm-hmm. Senate Bill 102, which was passed in 2005, and then I'd like to clarify a couple points, if I could, bringing you absolutely up to date as where the coastal district plans are in review status and make sure you have the numbers as to who's affected and who's not with this bill. House Bill 191 in 2003 called for several coastal management reforms, including revisions to all of the coastal district plans. Among other things, it did two things. First, it established a deadline for the submission of those revised coastal plans, and that was originally established as July 1st, 2005. It also established a sunset for all existing coastal district plans, and that was July 1st, 2006. The theory behind those two dates was the districts do their work, get their plans revised and into the state. The state then has a process we need to follow for review and approval, which includes local adoption, state adoption, and federal adoption. And that process, as we defined it, was about a year long. So you have the submission date followed a year later by the sunset date, assuming the existing district plan would sunset and the new district plan would take effect. Those were aggressive timeframes, and in 2005, Senate Bill 102 was introduced and passed, and what that did, again, among other things, was extend both of those deadlines by 8 months. So the district plan submission deadline was extended to March 1st, 2008. 2006, and then the sunset date was March 1st, 2007. And this was, again, passed by the expressed need of the coastal districts for more time to complete their plans. That's a very quick history of what happened and where we're at today. So current status, the deadline for the submission of the revised district plans has come and gone. That was March 1st, 2006. Of the 35 coastal districts that were established in the state, 28 of the coastal districts submitted revisions compliant with the deadline. I think that that memo that I sent out a couple weeks ago identifies each and every one of those 28 coastal districts. Of those 28, I'll give you a rundown. Two will be implemented and effective prior to the March 1st, 2007 deadline. Two of the districts, the City of Craig and I believe it's the Aleutians West Coastal Resource Service Area. There are 12 plans that are near completion and ready to be implemented as soon as the local adoption procedures completed. In other words, each of the municipalities has to pass by ordinance their acceptance and implementation of the local coastal plan. As soon as that's done, we can file it with the Lieutenant Governor and make those plans effective 30 days thereafter. There are three districts that have requested mediation of the DNR Commissioner's approval of their plan. They have already got through the state review and approval process, but in advance of us sending it to the federal government for review and approval, they've asked for an appeal, or what we call under the ACMP, mediation of the decision. There remain two plans pending with our federal granting office, and that's again a step that is required for any program change that we would make to the ACMP. So two plans have been approved by the DNR Commissioner, are back at OCR and pending review and approval. That does leave nine coastal districts still working on their plans. And again, on that back page of that memo, you see those nine districts that are spelled out. There are two of the districts that do not appear to be making progress on their district plans at this point. We haven't had communication with them, successful communication anyway, and we're not exactly sure if they're intending to submit revisions or not. The other seven are actively working on plan revisions and working with our office to establish a review and approval schedule. Senate Bill 46. What this bill does specifically is it extends the existing district plan sunset date by an additional 6 months. This extension does allow the remaining 26 districts additional time to complete their plan revisions. It gives us the opportunity to make sure that the local, state, and federal approval processes are completed in a timely manner, and we can file the revised and approved plan with Lieutenant Governor, making it effective 30 days after. 6 months does seem to be a reasonable time based on our conversations with the various coastal districts. Senate Bill 46 also extends the revision of the ABC list, and that was one of the mandates in Senate Bill 102, is that we revise the ABC list. We want to time the revision of the ABC list to be after we finish the coastal district plan revisions so that we can make sure the ABC list takes into account the new policies that will overall complete the reform of the coastal program. So it's timed specifically to allow that.
Randy, could you give us a 30-second burst on the ABC list?
30 seconds, very, very simply. Hmm. The actual title is Expedited Consistency Reviews and Permits Subject to the ACMP. What the ABC list is an opportunity to, in one fell swoop, review a general category of activities and make sure that that category of activities is consistent with the laws of the ACMP. And then we do that on one occasion. Any activity thereafter that qualifies for that ABC list item no longer goes through an individual review. What this means is, I'm just trying to think of an example. Take, for example, ice roads up on the North Slope. Ice roads can be constructed if certain standard alternative measures or stipulations are applied. You can't do it at a certain time. You have to do it with a certain type of water and other conditions that are necessary. And a company that wants to build an ice road can apply for that, for building that ice road. We would apply the general consistency determination on the B list, thereby excluding them from a 50-day consistency review. And that's generally what the consistency review timeframes are, is 50 days. This streamlines that review process by doing it one time up front, making sure that any time it's applied, the conditions are met by the company, and they can move forward with the rest of their permitting process.
Hey, Senator McGuire.
Yeah, and I remember the original House Bill 191. This is a real controversial area. And I'm remembering back to, you know, competing uses such as recreational watercraft use, competing with dive fisheries and so forth. And there's been litigation even in this area. And so I guess my number one, I'd like to know, how do we know 6 months is going to be enough? The date seems to keep moving out. Why do we believe with 28 or 26 districts still to comply that 6 months is going to be enough time? That's number one. But number two, is there any liability that the state will take on as a result of extending this deadline? For example, are activities and uses put on hold during this six-month period because there is no compliance requirement? So if you're an offshore drilling company wanting to build an ice road and there's no coastal management plan in place, you can't build your road. If you own a dive fishery, mm-hmm. And you're new to the game, you can't get your permit because there's no coastal management plan in place to apply to. Are you effectively put on hold? And what liability does the state bear in extending this deadline?
Okay. Senator McGuire, through the chair. First question, is 6 months enough? I'm not sure that I could say that in the planning world, 6 months is ever enough. I think every coastal district would like additional time to continue to refine and perfect their plans. I believe that of the 28 districts that I discussed, two will be done. I believe the additional 16 will be done within the next 2 months. So a 2 to 3 month extension would satisfy a good majority of the districts. I believe the remaining 9 coastal districts will be finished with their review process within the 6 months. There are a couple districts that could use probably additional time, but again, those may be the districts that we simply are unable to communicate or discuss these issues with. Either they've lost staff and they're no longer actively working on their plan revisions, or they have no intention of finalizing their plan revisions. 6 months was the sponsor of the bill's proposal. And if I could just make sure that you understand what the state's position is, it gives me an opportunity. The Office of Project Management and Permitting, the DNR, and the Palin administration are supportive of this bill and the deadline extensions contained within the CS. To your second question about the liability, that's certainly an issue that I'm probably not the expert to speak on. We do have Lindsay Wolter online, who is our AAG representing the coastal program, that may be geared towards her. However, I may satisfy your question. It's important to recognize that the coastal district policies that the districts are working on are just one aspect of the law. There are two other aspects. There's three pieces that make up the coastal program. The first is the district policies. The second is the coastal standards, okay, and those are captured within one of our chapters of regulation. And those are applicable throughout the state's coastal zone, including the municipalities and the district boundaries. Okay, so any project that is going to occur in any municipality or coastal district is subject to both the district policies and the state standards. The third piece of law is all the existing state authorities, including the Office of Habitat Management and Permitting Authority, Mining, Land, and Waters Authority, DEC's authority, Fish and Game for special areas. So that's three pieces, three bodies of law that combine to create a network structure for the coastal program. Again, any project that occurs anywhere within or affecting one of the coastal districts is automatically subject to the state laws and the state standards. It's voluntary for a coastal district to have a district plan and develop enforceable policies that are then applicable to any activity that would occur in their area. So just because a district doesn't have a plan does not mean that projects escape the scrutiny of other laws.
Helpful.
Randy, you use the term voluntary. It's voluntary. Is that what you said?
That's correct. Okay. Mr. Chairman, there is a federal act, the Coastal Zone Management Act, that was created to allow all coastal states, 35 of them, including the territories, the voluntary opportunity to participate in federal coastal management. Alaska availed itself in 1979, and our program was approved at that point. We continue to voluntarily participate as a state. In addition, all of the municipalities around the coastal state, coastal region of the state, can voluntarily participate in coastal management. There is no mandate that they do. If they do choose to participate, we have set out the rules by which they have to play. In other words, either have policies and get a policies approved as a planning function, or how they participate in the consistency review of an actual project that may be occurring in their region.
Yeah. So let's make the assumption that the two that you forecast you didn't think you would get a response for, or an inadequate response. What do you see DNR's recourse? And what, Randy, while you're looking that up, I'm going to ask Lindsay Walter. Yeah, Lindsay, Charlie Huggins here in Juneau. Would you put yourself on the record, and maybe you could answer Senator McGuire's question here? And if you would make yourself available till we complete the meeting, and, of course, be readily available as we're talking to Randy here, since you're both from DNR. Please, go ahead.
Certainly. This is Lindsay Walter with the Assistant Attorney General with the Department of Law. And to address Senator McGuire's question about, I assume you're talking about the litigation risk.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm in agreement with Mr. Bates. I don't see where this opens the state up to any additional liabilities. The real effect of the sunset dates on the coastal district plans is that when a project comes forward and undergoes state review under the state standards and state laws, they will continue to be able to undergo those projects. The only difference here would be that if the coastal plan sunsets, the coastal district will not be able to interpret its own plan and use it in evaluating the project. So the project can go forward, just the coastal district will not be evaluating the project under their district plans.
Got it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Lindsay. Go ahead. Randy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In answer to your question was, what recourse does the state have if the two districts do choose to voluntarily drop out of the program? The state would not necessarily have any recourse nor avail itself of any recourse. This is a voluntary program. If a district chooses to participate and develop enforceable policies that are specific to their region, we would encourage that. As a matter of example, there were five coastal districts that did not choose to submit district plan revisions in accordance with the new rules by the established deadline of March 1st, 2006. Those districts were removed from the ACMP, and they no longer have approved coastal plans. At any point, they could come back and request participation and develop a new coastal plan. In addition, any of these coastal districts that are undergoing this current round of review could also continue to revise their plan in the future. There's nothing that prohibits them from refining or modifying, amending their plan in the future. What we're talking about is the one-time expedient option to get through the reform in a manner that's as quick as possible, yet as thorough as possible.
Okay. Other questions for Randy? Randy, on behalf of the committee, our one request for you is that we're trying to expedite this bill for obvious reasons, and we would like you to sensitize your chain of command above you that we're doing that so that come 1 March we've accomplished this task, assuming it makes it through the process.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have already advised the chain of command. They recognize that I'm here speaking on behalf of the department and the administration, and we will certainly do our best to make sure this slides through both bodies.
Thank you very much. Lisa, do you have anything else to add?
No, nothing.
Okay, and would you please remain available? Randy, one other question for you. Have you had any feedback from anyone that's resistant to the process we're undergoing here, the essence of extending?
There have been, Mr. Chairman, thank you for the question. There have been two instances or conversations I've had that would maybe reflect some discomfort with the extensions. The first would be some coastal districts have expressed frustration that there is a continued extension. And these happen to be certain coastal districts that on the front end have done everything they can to meet our mandate and our deadline. If they do have resistance to this, I would certainly expect them to step up and provide testimony on their own behalf at this point. The other conversation that I had happened to be with regarding the ABC list. The ABC list is a very, very important tool for not only our staff, the various participating staffs, but also the industry in expediting consistency reviews of certain activities. I think there may be some discomfort with extending that deadline by another 6 months. However, the deadline is simply a deadline. There's nothing that prevents my office from finishing early, and that's the beauty of the way the language is crafted for this for the original bill and this extension.
Okay. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. And if I might, for the committee members in the audience, we have two letters of support, one from Millie Martin of Homer, who happens to be a member of the Kenai Borough Assembly, but this is just her personal beliefs and her constituents, but not for the borough. And the other one's from Jim Gosens, who is from the city of Cordova, who is supporting the proposition before us today. And with that, Dwayne Dorvack, are you there from Kodiak? Hello, Dwayne, are you available?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Dwayne. This is Charlie Huggins here in Juneau with Senate Resources. Could you put yourself on the record? And we would be glad to hear your testimony.
Thank you. Yes, I appreciate the opportunity to testify. My name is Dwayne Dvorak. I'm the Acting Community Development Director with the Kodiak Island Borough. And I wish to speak in favor of the CS for Senate Bill 46 and also to offer some additional testimony. The Kodiak Island Borough is one of the aforementioned nine districts which has yet to submit their final plan for final approval. We have been working on this plan vigorously and diligently during the time frame that Mr. Bates referred to earlier from the very outset of the previous legislation. However, we have had certain challenges, I think, that maybe not all districts could share or relate to, but we are, as was also previously mentioned, one of the larger coastal districts. We have a large amount of coastal areas and a lot of diversity, not only amongst the various environments that you might encounter, but also community-wise. We're a borough coastal district. We have a number of outlying communities, and it makes trying to build consensus on just about any kind of regional planning process challenging for us to try to get public involvement on these things. In addition, I think just the nature of the legislation in this case was a quantum change from our previous plan, and I think we've already got on the record in earlier testimony on other legislation that our plan was in fact in need of a significant update, but the challenge is here to try to find areas that local community could have significant policy input on is very challenging under the current legislation. And trying to build consensus on those policies, I think at the end, it was really problematic. What we submitted was a product of much public review and much public work, but But in the end, it seemed like time kind of ran out for us. We were asked from a staff perspective to make some significant changes to policies or risk those policies not being approved. And there really wasn't time to go back and recreate the public policy that had culminated in, I think, February 2006. Our borough assembly adopted a resolution of support for a plan, and that plan was reviewed by OPMP, and we had a pre-review and then another review. And even after the grant funds expired and we had no longer a relationship with our consultant, we rehired the consultant to continue work on this process. And we are, in fact, currently working towards completing our plan, but it's pretty clear we're not going to meet the March 1 deadline. I think 6 months would be enough time for us to complete the plan and to kind of go back through some of those steps of sharing this information with the public, giving them an opportunity to comment, because that's what really planning is all about. It's about educating people and building consensus and trying to come up with a product that really the community support, not just the planners and the professionals in the office. So with that, I guess I'll go ahead and close my comments. I'd be happy to answer any questions that the committee members may have.
Yeah, thank you, Dwayne. Stand by, please. Any questions for Dwayne? Dwayne, in summation, I heard you say you're supportive of this bill. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, good. Thank you very much, and we appreciate your taking the time out of your busy schedule. Next, we have Carol Smith and Valdez. Carol, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Carol, would you put yourself on the record, and we'd be glad to hear your testimony on Senate Bill 46.
My name is Carol Smith. I'm a planner, coastal coordinator with the City of Valdez. And we are also in support of Senate Bill 46. Because we're a smaller district, we're more fortunate than some of the others, and we was able to make all of our deadlines, except we are now, we received notice of our plan approval on December 13th, 2006, and prior to that, in August, my supervisor was in an auto accident and was out of work for 3 months, and we was in the process of reviewing the grammatical and the layout of the program itself, and we wasn't able to complete this, but we're in the process of working on that now. But once we complete that, we still have to go through our Parks and Rec, Ports and Harbor, Planning and Zoning, and then get final adoption by the City Council. So our concern is that we may not make the March 1st deadline for our plan just to complete all of this final work we have to do on this plan. And we realize just with this, the amount of work we have, that some of these other districts that are, I understand how they need much more time to finish theirs too. So we're supporting this bill for until the September 1st deadline.
Thank you very much, Carol. Questions from the committee for Carol? Here, we have no questions other than, would we hear all the rumors from Speaker Harris about snow accumulation in Valdez. What is your snow accumulation?
What is it now? 249 inches.
Okay, good luck shoveling snow. Thank you, Carol.
Okay.
And next we have Marlene Campbell of Sitka. Marlene, you there?
Yes, I am.
Marlene, I have to apologize to you, and I, for the record, want you to know that Senator Stedman asked that you go first, and we got your name lost in the shuffle. Otherwise, we'd have put you first.
Well, how kind. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Marlene Campbell, Government Relations Director for City and Borough of Sitka. One of my jobs, and I've been doing this since 1987, is coastal management coordination for the City and Borough. We have been working on our coastal plan revision for approximately the last 4 years, and I wanted to speak very strongly in support of Senate Bill 46 as amended. Our big concern is extending the deadline for all the coastal programs that are caught in the same kind of bind that we are here in Sitka. Our plan is actually one of those which will not be able to be finally approved before the sunset, which strikes fear into my heart. And I wanted to just mention very briefly that I feel that we're really caught in a situation that was way beyond our control. We have tried to meet every possible deadline. We did meet the August 10 deadline for submission of our final findings and conclusions after working closely with Office of Project Management. We thought we had made all required changes that were necessary and submitted a complete plan on August 10. It was not until November 24th that we received commissioner approval, and at that time we were told that we were losing more of our policies and required to make some more changes, which required, of course, further modifications of our document, substantial changes, actually. And those were submitted on January 5th. We learned that the plan was actually not sent to NOAA for its approval until January 22nd of 07. And even though we're getting local approval contingent on the federal approval, there's no way that the adoption at the state level is going to take place before March 1st. So for us here in Sitka to have a plan sunsetting before a new one is in operation strikes fear in my heart, and I know a lot of other people are very concerned. But we also support for those folks that aren't as far along as Sitka is in our plan revision, the opportunity to complete the process. I feel that there's plenty of, shall we say, blame to go around in terms of the extensive revisions that have been required and the changing requirements that have come along throughout the process and kind of broadsided the coastal district to the extent that it has been very difficult to complete our plans and these huge, extensive revisions of all of our policies as expeditiously as possible. I'm apologizing here because, well, it shouldn't be the case that we need more and more extensions. We're needing extensions because we didn't have a full idea of what we were going to be required to complete at the outset. Nobody did. We were all, including the state, playing with a new deck of cards, so to speak. So your assistance in expediting the completion of the plan so that we can get on with business and all be playing with this new our new plans without losing and having our old plans sunset previously and can continue to have coastal management programs in place is greatly appreciated. The committee's time to have this public hearing is also greatly appreciated. And I thank you for your attention. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Yeah, thank you, Marlene. Questions for Marlene from the committee? No questions. And again, from the great city of Sitka, we say thanks, Marlene.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks. Mr. Gary Williams from Soldotna.
Yes, sir.
Gary, Charlie Huggins and Juno, Senate Resources. We'd like to abbreviate your time, and if you would give us a synopsis in 2 minutes, Gary, we'd appreciate it.
All right, sir. I think I have 2 minutes of testimony. My name is Gary Williams. I'm the program coordinator for the Kenai Peninsula Borough Coastal District. Thank you for taking testimony on CS for SB 46 early in the session because I think it's important that we get this legislation passed, and I'm pleased to know that the DNR supports the legislation before you today as well. Our plan is one of those that is nearly ready for resubmission. It's been a difficult process to complete this, and the reasons are many. The extensive scope and reach of the original legislation, the sometimes Byzantine administrative rules, and the at times divergent interpretation of the rules by OPMP and my district have all conspired to delay the process. In a number of instances, we've disagreed with OPMP's interpretation of the rules, and we've engaged them in negotiations that have required a substantial amount of time. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Coastal District has, since we filed our final update in September of last year, been called upon to rework our document and mapping on two additional occasions. And each time we thought we'd fully complied, but we obviously had not. So we've gone back to the well and reworked our language and maps until we are now this week ready to resubmit. Well, in fairness to my friends at OPMP, I can understand that it's possible that we can miss things as things go around, but all these delays and our rethinking about how to go about correcting the problems that OPMP has identified and the back and forth that ensued between they and our consultant and I have simply contributed to the delay. And because we wanted to try to get it right, we've taken the time necessary. I think that OPMP will agree that the Kenai Borough District negotiated carefully and worked in good faith to prepare the extensive mapping and language to meet their requirements. We did our best and we tried to get it right. And I hope that the final language and maps that we submit this week will begin the final process of state and federal review. It seems to me that with at least 10 of the largest districts in the state certain to miss the deadline, it only makes sense to provide an extension of time when that extension will have no negative effect on any person or process. I think I'll conclude there and urge your passage of the legislation and thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you, Gary. Questions for Gary? Okay, seeing no questions. Gary, thank you very much for the soldat, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your support. And Johnny Aiken from North Slope Borough. Johnny, you there?
Yes.
Hey, yeah, Johnny, Charlie Huggins in Juneau on Senate Bill 46. We have you down as supporting that legislation. Could you give us 2 minutes or less testimony?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Johnny Aiken. I'm the director of the North Slope Borough Planning Department. My department is currently undergoing the revision of our coastal management program. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to address you and to testify in support of Senate Bill 46. The North Slope Borough is eager to see the extension of the March 1 deadline. We still got quite a bit of work to do. As I mentioned earlier, we are currently revising our program, but we do not believe we will complete this revision with the current deadline. The coastal management program is very important to us, the North Slope Borough, as well as its residents. We have been working with DNR on the revision and have had a number of meetings with them. Matter of fact, right now this afternoon, since this morning, we've been at the DNR office in Anchorage working on our program on enforceable policies. But because our district is so large, we have not been able to agree on a lot of things. The revision process has been very complex for not only the North Slope Borough, but to my understanding, a lot of other districts as well. I would really appreciate your support in seeing to it that we are afforded the extension and really like to thank you for the opportunity to address you, and I hope for a favorable decision on this bill. And I'd also like to say that it's really good to hear that Randy Bates is in support of the extension. Thank you, Randy.
Randy says thanks to you, Johnny, for your support. Questions for Johnny from the committee? Johnny, there are no questions other than I have one for you. I heard a report this weekend that the sun came up for the first time here in recent months. Is that correct?
Yes, it did. It came up on last Thursday, but we finally saw it on Friday.
Very good. Well, it's things are looking up, Johnny. We like those longer days. And once again, Johnny, thank you very much for your call and support. And as I said, Randy says thank you also very much.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thanks. And with us now, Terry Camry. Terry? And Terry, if you would put yourself on the record, please.
I'm Terry Camry. I'm a planner here with City and Borough of Juneau, planner and Coastal District Coordinator. I'll keep my comments really brief. I believe others have said most of what I would be saying as well. Juneau is one of the three districts that has filed for mediation under our plan. I imagine that we will be able to complete our plan quite rapidly after we complete the mediation process. But after that, and after we turn in our final submission to the state, we still need to take our final plan amendment through the Planning Commission and Assembly through our local approval process. So we most certainly will not meet the March 1st deadline. So I'd like to speak in support of the Senate bill, and thank you for your time and attention on this issue. That's pretty much all I have.
Thank you very much. Thanks. We appreciate it. Questions for Terry? Thank you, Terry. Are there other people in the audience who would like to testify? Have anything to add? Is there anyone online other than Lindsay that would like to testify? Lindsay, do you have anything to add?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. What we'd like to do is take about a two-minute break here, and then we'll come back to dispose of the bill. Thank you. Back to order. The will of the committee?
I'd like to make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that we move CS for Senate Bill 46, version C, out of committee, as amended with the attached physical note.
Okay. Is there objection? Hearing no objections, Senate Bill 46, version C, is moved from committee. For the audience, Senate Resources will meet again on Wednesday at 3:30. We will take up, of all things, geological and geophysical traits of Cook Inlet and others from the Department of DNR. Should be exciting, and obviously gas will be the focal point. And the meeting may be abbreviated a bit, about an hour, because of some other circumstances, but will remain to be seen on that. Thank you very much, and this committee is adjourned.